We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, with Tim Winter, superintendent of USD 320 Wamego Public Schools, getting an update on reopening and everything else going on in the district right now. There's lots going on here, and probably more so than a normal school year. This is kind of a different one here this year going into the 2020-2021 school year. That's hard to say, 2020-2021 school year. Looking forward to having kids back. Obviously, a lot of schools ready to get things going safely here for their students. And one thing we haven't discussed yet is enrollment. And I know that is ongoing right now for your district.
Yes, we have online enrollment that is open, and you can access the online enrollment from our website. It's been open now for a week and a half. We have probably two-thirds of our students are enrolled, maybe just under two-thirds. I would encourage everyone to get on and enroll as soon as possible. We're trying to collect numbers regarding whether students want to be on-site or remote. We did surveys all summer long asking parents and families what they were comfortable with. And, you know, at that time, our numbers indicated that, probably in the neighborhood of 15 to 20% of our families were more comfortable in a remote learning environment or a hybrid type model. So we want to collect that information as soon as possible so we can plan appropriately. We will meet our students' needs, whether they're in our classroom on site or in the remote learning environment. But also within the plan that we discussed earlier, families should read that so they can get a better idea of what the remote learning environment looks like. It does include a log of activities that each student must complete with their parents to show that they've completed 6.5 hours of work, academic work each day. And there's other details regarding the remote learning environment for them to look at. And again, we just encourage them to look that information over and then access our online enrollment and get that completed by August 18th so that we can just have more time to prepare for our students.
All right. Yeah, I want to get on that as soon as possible if you do have a student in the Wamego Public Schools. And, there's other things going on behind the scenes as well. I know that the budget is kind of taking a back seat right now in a lot of school districts because there is so many preparations going on here for reopening. But I do understand that the budget will be discussed at next Monday's meeting.
Yes, we had our budget hearing at Monday's meeting. This is something we must do every year. It's been publicized in our local papers. We had the publication notice on August 3rd at a special board meeting. Not a significant change to this year's budget. One note for our community is that our mill rate is essentially staying flat, but it actually dropped almost 0.2 mil. So a very, very slight decrease in our taxes to our patrons. We work very hard to try and manage that as best we can, but we also just have to make sure that we have the funding for our students, to educate our students. We know we're in an economic crisis right now because of the pandemic, but the State Department of Education has assured us that the funding formula that's in place will be that allotment of state aid will be there for our schools. So that's what we're counting on. But of course, we do that cautiously and try and just be as conservative as possible in our spending, but still meet our students' needs. But that will take place on Monday. The budget is publicized. It's also available in our meeting agenda through a link. So if you have questions, feel free to take a look at that and give us a call if you have any specific questions.
All right. And with that, because the funding formula isn't changing, I think a lot of people probably are worried, especially if they're a teacher or maybe a part-time ESL aide, who knows, paraeducator. Would if their jobs are going to be safe here at school districts across the state? I imagine that's a key concern here. What would you say to them?
Well, I'd say they have the right to be concerned, because I think in today's climate with the pandemic, you know, there's a lot of our friends and family and neighbors that that are not working due to the shutdown of many of our businesses and so forth and the slowing economy. So that's, you certainly have the right to be concerned, but we've been told a number of times by our officials at the Kansas State Department of Education is that the dollars are there to fund education this year. This is just my opinion, but it's probably under circumstances such as these, it's probably one of the safest environments to work in terms of day-to-day stability and getting your paycheck and so forth, because we are state funded. That can change. It's changed before, you know, back in 2008, when we had the economic crisis, there were some cuts made mid-year. But that's just a situation that all people are facing. Educators may have a little more luxury in knowing that their jobs may be more secure than our neighbors who are working in the private sector and in small business and so forth. So we're, you know, we just encourage everybody to pull together and ask questions, and just educate yourselves as much as you possibly can. And this may be the time to be conservative in your spending. That's for sure.
All right, good to know. And kind of tailing off that, I know that there will be a discussion, ratification here of the NEA proposal at Monday's meeting.
Yes, we've been negotiating with our teachers throughout the summer months. We do have an agreement with the negotiation teams, our board negotiation team, and our teacher negotiation team. That will be discussed at our Monday board meeting. The teacher leadership team has taken it to them for a vote to ratify. Both sides have to ratify a majority vote. So teachers have to have a majority, and the board, of course, would have to approve it as well. That will take place Monday, and we feel good about the agreement. It does include a raise. It does include some increased health insurance benefits. And a few other changes in language in a negotiated agreement, but we've always been pretty fortunate here in Waumego to have very courteous and respectful negotiations. That doesn't happen everywhere, but here in Waumego, we try and respect everybody and do what we can to meet our employees' needs and so forth.
All right. And, you know, lastly, I might just ask you, the air purification project, you have that going on here in the school district. Tell us a little bit about what that entails.
Yes, you know, lots of schools are looking into, how they can just better purify the air in their classrooms, in their buildings. We've done a lot of research on UV lighting and special types of filters and filtration systems, whether that's within your main HVAC system or units that are just plugged into an outlet in a classroom. The HEPA filters, I believe, is one of the terms. But we're looking at actually a bipolar ionization technology, which electrically charges the particles in the air. It kills 99 point something of all viruses, bacteria, mold. We're looking into this. We're working with some contractors in the area to provide some options and some proposals. It's an expensive project, but it wouldn't just be for COVID. This would purify our air, in our buildings year round. Maybe it would help with our flu seasons and so forth in the future years. And so we're going to take a look at that and see if it's something we can handle, see if it's something we could maybe use or spend within our budget and through Sparks and CARES money that we're receiving from the state and federal governments. We hope we can make something like that work, but we're also going to take other measures, such as bringing more outdoor air into our system. it's not as efficient to do that, but it certainly is healthier, and what's recommended by the experts is to bring in as much outdoor air as possible into our environments instead of recirculating that air that's already within your building. So we'll do things like that. In situations where classroom windows could be open, we would do that. But in most cases, that's not the best situation for your HVAC systems by opening up those windows. But we're also going to do things such as try and get kids outside more frequently and have some education, more educational activities in the outdoors and good old Mother Nature.
All right. Sounds good. Well, lots to still get to here before the school year starts. We encourage anyone with kids in the Wamego School District to be engaged. And the school board meeting is at 7 p.m. on the 17th, and you can access those online. I know you share them on your Facebook page, and that's it's wonderful. It's a wonderful service for a lot of folks. And you are meeting in person.
We are meeting in person. We're not allowing the public to attend our meetings, but yeah, showing it on Facebook, it's live. I actually think we have more participation in our board meetings now that it is aired this way, because it's just convenient for people to jump on and watch the meeting. We've upgraded our technology in our board meeting room so that we have a better camera system and a better mic system, and our board members can be heard and seen a little better. But we do mask up. We ask our board and any administration that are attending to wear a mask, and we also stay spaced out, keep our social distance. One of the things we're really promoting is in our new vision that we're going to be rolling out this year and officially, but we are we're rolling it out with our new staff,
I'm sorry, I muted you there, Tim. I didn't mean to. Sorry about that. Technology. I was trying to do too many things here at once, Tim. But there we go. We get you unmuted there. All right. Sorry about that. Well, either way, we'll close it out there with Tim Winter, USD 320 Wamego Public Schools. Appreciate you being on the call, and we'll talk to you again next month. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Jim Jeanette, MATC president, after this on News Radio KMAN.